Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. God bless you, and welcome to the Empowerment Place, Empower to Empower Radio Show. We pray that everyone is doing well in the midst of chaos that this world is experiencing. But even in that, we trust God, we do not fear, and we hold on to His unchanging hand. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We want to invite you, if you're listening in the chat room or if you've dialed in, please let some of your friends and family know that we are on the air and join us in our conversation. Our topic this evening, I'm all in. I'm all in. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, just giving you praise for who you are. God, we just honor you and thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you that even in the midst of trials and tribulations, you don't fail. So, God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the leading of your Holy Spirit as we move in this conversation, as we are decreeing and declaring that we are all in. And we will continue to be. Father, we say thank you, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. So our topic, I'm all in. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew 22 and 37. Well, actually, I'm going to read 34 through 40, the first and great commandments. From King James Version, it reads this way. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments, all the law and the prophets. And again, the main scripture, verse 37. And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Thank you so much for those who have joined us online. If at any time you have a question or a comment, I would love for you to join the conversation. You can press 1 and I will gladly bring you into the conversation. So we see in this passage of scripture that Jesus is saying that this is the first and the great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And when the Lord spoke to me, when the Spirit of God spoke to me about the topic tonight, I'm all in, I was questioning whether in fact that are we all in with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, as this is the first commandment. I'm led to believe that in the midst of the state of affairs in this nation, there are many who may love God with all their heart, may love Him, but their minds are perplexed. In their minds, they're still trying to figure things out. They're still wondering. Many of us, our minds are consumed with fear and uncertainty. And with all of the information that's coming forth, the phone calls and the text messages that we're getting about people that we know and love and care about being affected by a virus, by seeing all of these propagandas come forward and all of these other opinions about what the government is doing and you know, what another nation is doing and how we're being affected and what people are doing, it has gotten people to a place that all their minds may not be focused on God. But he's presenting to us today that this is the first and the great commandment. We got to love the Lord with all. And so when I said I'm all in, I mean that. I really am all in. I'm at a place, and I talk about me. Y'all know I'm transparent. I'm at a place where, as a mother, I am concerned about my children and grandchildren. My daughter told me earlier that I'm overly. Well, no, I don't think so. I'm a mother. I love my kids. I want what's best for them. I understand they're adults, but I'm still their mother. So I'm going to speak when I feel I need to speak and do what I feel like I need to do. But even in being the concerned mother, my mind can't be wrapped around what they will or will not do. I have to stay focused on God. I have to trust that if I'm praying for them and I'm praying his word concerning them, that whatever it is going to be whatever it is. Because God is not going to force anybody to do anything. We're all subject to his will. And so when we look at this, loving God with our whole heart, what does that look like? Loving God with our whole soul, all of our soul, what does that look like? With all our mind, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How do we experience that? And again, for those who are on the phone lines, please press 1. I'd love for you to come in and dialogue with me on this conversation, because this is not about me. It's not about my opinion. This is about what the Holy Spirit is speaking, and I want to make sure that I am in tune. And if there's something that you have to share, please, my brothers and sisters, press 1 and come in with this conversation. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. What does that mean? It means, I go back to the scripture, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. If I'm loving him with all my heart, then I'm operating according to the fruit of the Spirit. I'm loving with all my heart. If my heart has got to look like him, then I'm living a Galatians 5:22 that says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So if we are walking the walk according to loving with all thy heart, I see us living a Galatians 2 life where we're operating in the fruit of the Spirit with all of our soul. Oh, God, with all of thy soul. There's so much that we could talk about with that right there, because I think a lot of times people have received Jesus as Lord of their lives but not received him in the soul realm. We've made him Lord, but we've not made him Savior. And so that sort of limits our understanding of what our soulish realm is. Many people consider the soul realm where the Spirit of God reigns and resides. And so When we look at Acts 1:8, that we should receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us and we should be witnesses, if we love him with our whole soul, then it means to me that we're going to be witnesses, that we have received and activated the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that governs what's taking place in our soul realm, so that we are witnesses everywhere we go. First being the witness in our home and our neighborhood and in our towns and our cities and our states and moving forward. And right now with the stay-at-home order, it means that we have to get creative. So social media is a platform where we are able to reach the masses at the click of a button. to show people that we love God with all of our soul. And then as I shared in the beginning about the mind, if we're doing this with all of our mind, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Are we operating with the mind of Christ? Are we truly operating with the mind of Christ? When people are going into stores and hoarding supplies, not allowing those who actually need them, what mind is that? That's not the mind of Christ. That's not the heart of God. That doesn't exemplify who God is. So in this hour, when I tell you all I'm all in, I've come to a place of understanding that God is in control. God is in control. No matter what happens tonight, what happens tomorrow, I just got the message from someone in the health systems that were saying, you know, tomorrow in the United States, stay in the house. Don't even go out for bread or milk, because tomorrow is probably the beginning of a turning point where the numbers were going to increase. I'm grateful for the information, but that's not going to change my love for God, me operating with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind, because I'm going to lean and depend on God and all of these things. I have to still stand on the word that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. And even in this, if we are allowing our steps to be ordered by God, if we're being led by the Holy Spirit in any endeavor that we do, then God's got me. Then God's got me. Oh, I'm all in. I'm all in. I've surrendered. I've surrendered. You know, songwriter wrote this song, "All to Jesus I Surrender, All to Him I Freely Give." I surrender all. And when we tell God I'm all in, saying to Him that I have surrendered all, I've given up all of my thoughts, all of my plans. I've given up my agenda, my ideas, in order to follow God according to His will, plan, and purpose for my life. I'm all in. It says, "I'm going to forgive those. I'm going to forgive those who said all manners of evil against me, who despitefully used me. I'm all in. I'm going to love those that don't love me back." Because I'm all in. Somebody had posted earlier, and it blessed me. Let me see if I can find it. It blessed, and I'm going to share, because these are the things that to me aid me in doing what it is that God has called me to do. Because often we don't see ourselves the way other people see us. So when I say I'm all in, this is what someone wrote concerning me. She said, "Valerie, when I see you, I see boldness. You are bold for Jesus, and that shows in every aspect. You are bold for speaking the truth, wanting everyone to hear. You want to help. You want to help empower, to help broken heal, to help people find Jesus and grow in Him. You spend your days helping people, and that is amazing to me. There aren't very many people who genuinely want to help the broken." And then she said, "The way you love people, you love regardless of age, gender, fashion, skin color, past, present, or choices, you love everyone." Now, I couldn't have asked for a better promoter. and I mean, because it feels like I can hear someone articulate back to me what they see in my life, it speaks to the fact that I really am all in. When you can wake up every morning and deny yourself, when you can allow your flesh to be killed and start your day off with the intent of pleasing God, that's an amazing thing. An amazing thing. To want to spend time in His presence, ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. That's an amazing place to be in. And I'm sharing with you, my brothers and sisters, when you're all in, when you're giving God your all, from your mind, your soul, and your heart, it takes away pain. It takes away the cares of the world. It takes away stress and worry. I think I said last week, we don't worry about tomorrow because we know tomorrow is going to take care of itself. We trust God. And when we're all in, we know that God is going to take care of us. Again, I thank God for the callers. Amen. If there's something you want to add, please press 1 and I'll bring you live. I want to hear from you. I don't want to push buttons because for those who are on the line right now, I know that I would be hearing something of importance for any of you. So please press 1, come on into the conversation and share with our listening audience where you are. Are you all in? Is it something that you've even given thought to? If it's something that you've experienced, is it something you want to experience? Pick up the line and share with me. I'd love to hear from you. Husband, could you come and share with the listening audience your position of being all in?
I must say that this, topic has given me much to think about when you say I'm all in. I can see that you are all in because you are reaching out to so many. And I heard the phone calls but I know that phone calls come in and where you are empowering people. That's just something that I, as you've been speaking, thinking about. When are we all in?
Are we all in?
You know, and are we all in? You know, I mentioned to someone the other day, if you had a pie and you said, oh, I'm giving you 100%. You'll hear somebody say they give 110% of what portion?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're all in, what portion are we giving?
Mm-hmm.
If I give 100% of a quarter of a pie,
mm-hmm.
or 100% of a half a pie,
mm-hmm.
or 100% of three quarters of the pie, I may be giving 100%.
But it's not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And so that's just something that I guess we need to think about. And, you know, just spending the time and actually asking Holy Spirit, what do I need to do next?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just where I am. It's just giving me something to think about. You know, we are one, but it's still a difference between you being all in and me being all in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's a good point to bring up, too, the fact that as husband and wife, we being one, our level of engagement with the Holy Spirit, our level of dependence on the Holy Spirit, our level of submission to the Holy Spirit, even though we are one, may be at different levels. And so, you know, a lot of people look at us and they may say, that's a power couple. And we go, okay, cool. But each of us knows how much we are all in, how much we're engaged. And as a unit, we might fit that bill of all in because we're equally yoked and both seeking to do what it is the Father desires for us, for our household. But as individuals, listeners, it's so important that you are willing to engage. I can't stress that enough. I preached the message many months ago, well, several months ago, last year, about activating the gift. When I shared about activating the gift, it opened up the eyes of some that were in the audience because they were like, wow, I've got the gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, but I'd never activated it. So that might be somebody that's listening tonight. That gift resides on you, but you've not tapped in. You've not activated that gift. So If you've not activated that gift, the possibility of you being all in is somewhat limited, because what you're doing as led by your own mind, your own heart, and your own soul, and you're not being subjected to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so we can, you know, take a look at that analogy that he gave about the pot. When we say, God, I'm giving you my all, are you giving him your all and all, or your all in all? Because all in all says, I'm giving you the whole thing. All in all is mean I'm giving you all of that portion of what I said I'm giving. When we say, God, I'm giving you my all, I'm all in, have we completely surrendered the whole thing? Or are we in that category of I give him half, where you're on the fence? And he was like, no, don't be either hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm spewing you out. So if you hot today because you listened to 13 sermons on Facebook, but then tomorrow you're back looking at porn and soap operas and all of that other stuff, and then on Tuesday you come back and you listen to a motivational moment and something else, and you know, you're in that place and you're bouncing back and forth, and the Spirit of God is like, no, either be all in or not, because if you doing that lukewarm thing, I'm going to spit you out. Somebody just commented to me, I don't like lukewarm water. I don't either. And I've been saying lately that I like room temperature, but the warmer it gets outside, the more I don't like room temperature, because it's lukewarm. Look at your life right now. Those who are on the air with me right now, take a moment and look at your life. Are you all in? Have you given the Lord your whole heart, all your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind? Or are you still struggling with facets of that? Are you allowing him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you daily? Are you being governed by the leading of the Holy Spirit, receiving power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you? Are you doing it, operating in the mind of Christ? Are you still in places where you're doing it according to what you see, what you believe, what you hear other people say, what you feel? Where are you? Because in this hour, my brothers and sisters, we've got to be all in order to keep our sanity. And we've got to be all in order to pray effectively. We've got to be all in. We can't pray because the word of God says, if you got to have faith to believe that you receive that which you ask for. If you're not all in, that speaks to your ability to believe what you're even asking God for. And what sense is it going to make to pray a prayer that you don't even believe is going to manifest? Are you operating? Absolutely. Absolutely. Someone else just messaged and said that as we're all in, we have to be accountable and consistent. Are you accountable? Are you being consistent in the things of God? Or are you wavering? Are you like a ship being tossed and driven by the waves of life? Or are you being steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain? It's time to be all in. I'm all in. I'm all in. And I bless God for my husband sharing that he sees that. He sees that. I'm all in. That's a blessing, because he could see something different. But I thank God for that. That what I do, I think I'm pretty consistent, and I know that I'm accountable. I don't like lukewarm water. I'm hot. I don't want to be cold. And I want to share with you all, even, oh God, when the tests and trials come up, the word lets us know that many are the afflictions. When the afflictions show up, it says many, but God, things show up that would try to get in the way of you giving your all to him, being all in, deal with it accordingly. When the enemy shows up, resist the devil and he's going to flee from you. When the enemy shows up, know that when it comes, the Lord will lift up a standard against it so that it can't penetrate. We know that when the enemy comes, the word says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Every word that rises against you, God is going to deal with. When it shows up, my brothers and sisters, don't allow that word, that situation, that mindset to permeate or penetrate any aspect of who you are. Dismiss it. Dismantle it. Send it off. Cast it off. Do whatever you've got to do so that you can maintain your position in God where you are all in. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm loving God. I love God. I love God. And y'all hear this again. He said that in, I'm going to read verses 37 and 38 to you again. Yes, yes, yes. 37 said, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Y'all hear that? This is Jesus speaking. Yes, we have to be. When we are all in, we have to be steady and steadfast. Amen. Yeah, yeah. And you bring up being like the base of a tree. We have to be rooted like the base of a certain tree. And I say that because there are some trees that their root system doesn't grow deep. It grows wide. I want to be that one whose roots grow deep. I want to be grounded. Times when storms come, those trees that have a high root system, when strong winds come, they get blown over. We want to be rooted with those roots that go deep, deep in God, so that we're not moved by whatever presents itself. We are not moved. So I hope this has been a blessing to you all. Wow, that really went fast. Thank you to each of you who have called in on tonight. This recording will be available to repost in a few short moments. If it was a blessing to you, please consider sharing this message with your other friends, family, on your social media pages, that someone else tonight may be encouraged to give it all to God. To be all in, that despite what's going on in the world, no matter what they're feeling, no matter what is taking place, that if they can just remain all in, that they can know that God is going to be there with them. He's not going to change his mind concerning them. He's still a healer, y'all. He's still a deliverer. He's still a provider. God is still everything that we need. We've just got to maintain our position. We got to be steadfast. We got to be steady. We got to be accountable. We got to be consistent. And we got to surrender all to his will. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you, Holy Governor, for what you've spoken. May these words be empowering to those who have an ear to hear. Father, we thank you and count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listeners, I ask that you would join us tomorrow morning. We're back here at 8 a.m. with Coach's Keys. We have a guest tomorrow. Coach EJ will be with us here on Blog Talk Radio at 8 a.m. I will be on Facebook and YouTube for the morning motivations Monday through Friday at 7:30 and 8:15 a.m. We invite you to join us there. As always, we at the Empowerment Place, responsibility to empower others. God bless you all. Good night.